So what exactly is psychedelic-assisted therapy? Who benefits from it? Who would be an ideal candidate? And who isn't a candidate for it? How does psychedelic-assisted therapy even translate in the world of addiction and recovery? Are you still considered to be in recovery if you choose to go the route of psychedelic-assisted therapy? Does that set you back at day one? Count as a relapse? Can you truly be living a clean and sober lifestyle if psychedelic-assisted therapy is integrated into your self-care? Is this a therapy that anyone could benefit from? Is there potential for the drugs used in psychedelic-assisted therapies to contraindicate with many of the more frequently taken and prescribed prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs? Will you still need to be on an SSRI if you do psychedelic-assisted therapy? Do the psychedelics used in psychedelic-assisted therapies clash with commonly used opioid replacement therapy drugs such as methadone or Suboxone? And even if they don't clash, do they have the potential to disrupt a stable dose? Will the drugs used in psychedelic-assisted therapies show up on a UA? And even if they don't show up on the UA, or it's not tested for, is this something that you should still discuss with your outpatient team? How do you know if you're drug-seeking? How can you tell whether or not at risk for a relapse? What if you don't have any formal history of diagnoses? What if you're just curious? For how long, worst case scenario, could these treatments go on for? And at what point would it be stopped considering its lack of efficacy? What about after your sessions are completed, whether it's the ketamine or the psilocybin ones? Once they're completed, is there any support moving forward once treatment is completed? There are so many things that seem to have to be considered, such as lifestyle, whether or not you have roommates or other people in your home. If you're a parent and have children, how do you explain that one to them? And the last two questions that I wanted to share, have you tried psychedelic-assisted therapy? If so, and the last question, I purposely saved this question for the very last. What if it doesn't work? I wanted to thank you guys for sending these questions in. Surprisingly, this episode has been the most requested episode since the start of this podcast.